Fulcha, and welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, bringing you the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, this hour on Celtic Cafe, we've got a new version of the Double Dose. All the tracks on this show will be from albums. They're double doses of albums. And let's start out here with one of my favorite all-time albums, The Sound of Irish Folk.
My name is Pat Sweeney. I'm a cagey young man and a rambling young fellow I be. So busy and free. When you're drinking with me, I'm a man you don't meet every day. I have acres of land, I have men I command, and I've always a shilling to spare. So busy and free when you're drinking. Gun and my dog for to shoot all around by the rivers and dales. So busy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. Fill up your glass with whiskey or beer, and whatever the cost, I will pay. So busy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day.
My name is Pat Sweeney. I'm a cagey young man and a rambling young fellow I be.
So busy and free when you're drinking. Drinking with me, I'm a man you don't meet every day.
Thank you.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, as always, welcoming you to another segment of Celtic Cafe Radio. And this hour on Celtic Cafe Radio, I'm taking some of my favorite albums of all times and doing double doses. And in some cases, I'm doing a triple dose. And that was the case in the first set that we had there with an album called The Sound of Irish Folk, which I played diligently back in the days in the mid-80s when I was in Chicagoland and on the Irish Hour in County Will or Will County in Illinois. And we opened up there with the Barleycorn and something called A Man You Don't Meet Every Day. And the singer of that particular track is called Pat Sweeney, and he used his own name there. And Pat Sweeney would go on later to be featured with the Dublin City Ramblers. And then we had the Jolly Beggarman with an instrumental called Tripping Up the Stairs. And finally, the fabulous voice of Mary Black with The Rose of Allendale. Well, as I said, it's all double doses. And this time I'm going to throw you another curveball. It's a triple dose. And this album is from the mid-80s. One of the first CDs I ever had in with Irish music. And of course, it features the Chieftains. But it also features one of my favorite artists of all time, and that is Van Morrison. And the name of the collaboration album is called Irish Heartbeat. And this is the title track.
Oh, won't you stay?
Celtic way. I get ready. When Black Miles comes around, now there's early morning round, singing early. You'll be on the Celtic way. I've been Scotland, Britain, and Wales. I can hear the ancient voices calling children, children, children. When the cold black man comes round, on a cold November day,
the collaboration of the Chieftains and Van Morrison from the 1988 album Irish Heartbeat. And we closed out there with Celtic Ray. And in the middle, sandwiched between that and Irish Heartbeat, was I Tell Me Ma, a street song from the streets of Belfast where Van the Man grew up. Well, next up, we have another 1988 album. Again, one of my favorites. It's by a group called Fairground Attraction, and they featured Mark E. Nevin, Simon Edwards, and Roy Dodds. But they also featured a singer, which I really like. Pat really likes her, too. He's not here to tell you so. Her name is Eddie Reeder, and this is their one and only album. The one and only album featured a track called Perfect, which became a number one in the UK. And they won two Brit Awards in 1989, but they split up after this particular album. But we're going to open up here with not the title track, which is the title of the album, is called A First of a Million Kisses, but it's band's name, Fairground Attraction. So here it is, Fairground Attraction with Fairground Attraction.
Children with candy floss and prizes of goldfish, young men kilt in decks in sharpshooter poses, the laughter of the lovers on the rickety stairs, the rumble of the diesel and the sounds of the fair. Spanish whispers took my hands in hers and told me their secrets. Your heart is always an ember. You must forget what you'll always remember. Superstitious nonsense, just a fairground attraction. I walk through the neons in search of distraction. But the tears in my eyes knew the truth in my heart. She'd only confirmed what I knew.
There you go with a number one from 1988 featuring the great voice of Eddie Reader from Glasgow, Scotland. Hey, we've got more double doses from some of those great albums of mine in the past. Coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Ooh. is this place we've come to? We don't know what to say. We long to see each other and are frightened of that day. You met me in a barren place. You walked me to the hill. We were so good for each other then. I know we could be still. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no. We have 500 questions between you and me. But when you look into my eyes, my love, tell me what you see. Is it something you're not sure of? Is it something true and fine? Or is it just another case of the right thing at the wrong time? You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Since we were first together by the lakeside sky so blue, we were so good for each other. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you try. Oh no, not if you try.
Another triple dose there. In 1991, BBC TV did a five-part series called Bringing It All Back Home. It was all about the traveling of Irish music and Celtic music to the New Worlds and how it bounced back and became something else when it came back to Ireland. And featured on this particular album is Hot House Flowers, Elvis Costello, you just heard the Everly Brothers, Emotional Fish, Emmylou Harris, Ricky Skaggs, The Waterboys, and many more. It's a double album, 37 tracks, and we featured Luca Bloom open us up there with You Couldn't Have Come at a Better Time. Of course, he's the brother of Christy Moore. And then we move to Paddy Glacken, Seamus Glacken, and Kevin Glacken with Glen Road to Carrick. And we ended up there with the Everly Brothers and Rose Connolly. Now, another album, again, which I have been one of my favorites for a long time, is by Dedannon. And it's a seminal album they had back in 1987. It's called Ballroom. And it features the wonderful voice of Dolores Keane. We're going to hear two tracks from that, again, a double dose. And the first is all about Teddy O'Neill.
I dreamt all last night, all that says to my dreaming. I'd die if I thought 'twould come surely to pass. I dreamt while the tears down my pillow were rolling, my Teddy was courting another fair lass. And didn't I wake with a weeping and wailing? The pain in my heart deep to conceal. My mother cried, Nora dear, what is your railing? But all I could answer was Teddy O'Neill. I'd seen the old cabin beyond the wee boreen. I've seen the old crossroads where we used to dance. I'd ramble the lane where he called me his Thoreen, and my girlish heart felt the thrill of romance. But now all around is so sad and so dreary, all dark and all silent, no piper, no reel, not even the sun through the casement shines cheery. Since I left my darling boy, Teddy O'Neill.
Broken Isle of May.
Kokoda, like their fathers before, in a world mad with war. The young men fought and cursed and wept and died.
Double Dose there from Dedannon from their album Ballroom. Dolores Keane there with an Eric Bogle song all about World War I and the fertility of war, which obviously is still poignant to this day. And before that, she had Teddy O'Neill, Forlorn Lover's song made popular by Bridie Gallagher. Falcha, Mark Gallagher here, the host of Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to past shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com and select the MP3 stream link. You can also view playlists from the past and the present. If you have a question about Celtic music or request, email me at CelticCafeRadio.com. Well, we're going to close out here with the 1983 Folk Album of the Year. It's by Scotsman Andy M. Stewart, his initial album after he left Silly Wizard, and of course it became very popular. And we got two tracks from this one, and he's going to sing for us The Ramblin' Rover and then The Parish of Dunkeld.
Oh, there's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men no over 90 that have never yet kissed a gal. But give me a ramblin' rover, pay Orkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. There's many that feign enjoyment for merciless employment. Their ambition was this deployment from the minute they left the school. And they save and scrape and ponder while the rest go out and squander, see the world and rove and wander, and are happier as a rule. Oh, there's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men no over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, pay Orkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the wall. I've roamed through all the nations, in the light in all creations, and enjoyed a wee sensation where the company did prove kind. And when parting was no pleasure, I've drunk another measure to the good friends that we treasure, for they always are in our mind. Ah, there's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, pay Orkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the wall. If ye're bent, we are the rightest, Your bowels have got colitis, you've galloping bollockitis, and you're thinking it's time you died. If you've been a man of action, though you're lying there in traction, you will gain some satisfaction, thinking Jesus at least had tried. Ah, there's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, they aren't me down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. There's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, hey, Orkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. Oh, what a parish, a terrible parish. Oh, what a parish is that a Dunkeld. They hangit their minister, drooned our presenter, dung doon the steeple and fuddled the bell. The steeple was doon, but the kirk was still standing. They biggit a lum where the bell used to hang. A still pot they got, and they brewed healing whiskey. On Sunday they drank it and ranted and sang. Had you but seen how graceful they look it, to see the crammed pews so socially joined. MacDonald the piper stood up in the pulpit, he made the pipes skirl out the music divine. With whiskey and beer they would curse and they'd swear, they'd argue and fecht what you darna we'll tell. But Geordie and Charlie they bothered for early, with whiskey they're worse than the devil himself. When the heart cheering spirit had mounted their garrets, to a ball on the green they added a adjourn. The maids with coats kilted, they skip it and lilt it. When tired they shook hands and then hame did return. If the kirks o'er Scotland held like social meetings, nae warning you'd need from a far tinkling bell. For true love and friendship would draw you together far better than roaring the horrors of hell. What a parish, a terrible parish. Oh, what a parish is that Dunkeld. They hangit their minister, drooned their presenter, dung doon the steeple and fuddled the bell. The steeple was doon, but the kirk was still standing. They biggit a lum where the bell used to hang. A still pot they got, and they brewed healing whiskey. On Sunday they drank it and ranted and sang.
That's it for this hour of Celtic Cafe Radio. I hope you enjoyed the music as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, please tell a friend. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. Until we meet again, this is Mark Gallagher signing off. Slán lá. Celtic Cafe Radio is brought to you by Rockatoons Productions, home of IrishDJ.com. Don't forget to check us out on the web at CelticCafeRadio.com and like us on Facebook too.